Welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. I don't know what I'm going to call this. I mean, these are kind of classic racing stories, but they're also a little bit private, so I don't know if I'm going to throw this under that hashtag. It's not that long. It's only about 5-6 minutes or so. There's some massively inappropriate content to come here. So, as I try to do, you've been warned. This is not something to play on your computer at work without headphones or in any kind of public setting unless you are a heathen. This is Dorsey Schrader, frankly, getting being sold out by his pals Lee Diffie, Brian Till, Calvin Fish, in particular, Frank Wilson. Knowing that we had these questions compiled beginning of the year, and Dorsey and I tried a couple times to hook up and couldn't make that happen with our schedules, but I reached out to our mutual friends, those of us who, at least for me, met everyone and worked together back in my speed days, and still get to on occasion here in the Fox days. But knowing that I was going to be doing a podcast with Dorsey, everybody just started throwing in questions. Hey, ask him about this. Oh, you're going to kill him with that one. You got to ask. And you know what? They were so right. I mean, there's one item coming here where, again, if your constitution is a wee bit sensitive, or you're not a fan of coarse language, the expression teabag comes up here very shortly, and it just is what it is. I'm making no apologies here. I'm 46 years old. This is an adult conversation, and I hope you enjoy it, because laughing, to me, that is just something I am trying to bring more of into what I do here. So, Dorsey Schrader, crazy bastard, sports car champion, Trans Am monster, IMSA monster, just, you know, someone who, as a race car driver, was among the best of his era in the classes and the series that he raced, but as a broadcaster, definitely a guy, one of one. There's no one else, there's never anybody remotely like Dorsey, who just said whatever came to his mind, and he was then often told to please stop thinking because it was causing problems. And so on the road, terrorizing his friends, broadcasters, race car drivers, you name it. This isn't very long, but I hope you enjoy it, and it just didn't seem to fit in the Life and Origins podcast, which is coming up here in just a moment, because sometimes you got to pull the crazy out and let it stand on its own. All right, you know, you can get every episode of the Marshall Pruitt Podcast on iTunes, on Podbean, on the Marshall Pruitt Facebook page, and also marshallpruitt.com. All right, with that business done, we're off to Dorsey Schrader being sold out by his friends.
Some you might confess to and admit to, some you might not. We've got one here from Brian Till asking for you to share about the leather mini skirt in Indianapolis where Vince Neil was involved.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that we can get into other than the fact that we were doing a program for Dodge. It was a Mothers Against Drunk Driving. It was all, there was movie stars, and there were rock stars, and there were country western stars, and part of what we did at Skip Barber was teach, you know, we were teaching those guys basically to try to stay alive. And what was a race that was being put on, and the money's donated, Ted Nugent, I mean, some Vince Neil, like you said, Tommy Lee, we had Charlie Daniels, and just a tremendous, Vince Gill, and you know, some really, really, really cool people, a bunch of actors. And these guys, one of my really good friends, Jeff Carlisi from 38 Special, you know, he took it serious. He grew up a race fan, a road race fan. His dad took him to Sebring when he was like 8 years old, and he wanted to win, you know, and these guys were serious. They didn't want to just go race, they wanted to win. And so teaching all those guys was a huge experience. And we went to Indianapolis for the Indy time trials, and we sat up there in the suites, in the Holman suites, and watched Indy. And then that night we went out to a banquet, and we ended up at one of those places that hold these Miss World nude, yes, pageant thing, whatever. And I rode in the limo with the rock star guys, knowing that probably wasn't the right thing to do. But anyway, we looked sort of like a bowling team with all of our Skip Barber racing school. And this... one of these girls had this black leather miniskirt, and she really liked my Skip Barber shirt, so I did a deal. I said, shirt for skirt. And so the deal became then we had to switch, and I had to wear it. So I did. So I woke Brian Till up at like 5:30 in the morning and knocked on his door at the hotel, and I'm like, you got to open the door. And he goes, I know I shouldn't. I said, no, but you got to. And so that skirt actually ended up inside the shop. The mechanics had it inside the shop at Elkhart Lake for many years. It hung up on the wall, and then somebody finally went and got it and stole the skirt. And I would deny the whole thing, except I know there's still pictures around.
And the mental scars that Till still has.
Yeah, that's true, too. He did, yeah, that. He and I have been through a lot.
Oh, he is one of my favorite humans. All right, so this is another confess to it plus tell the story. This might or might not have been supplied by Calvin Fish. Something about Lee Diffie Fontana before his hiatus back to Australia and being duct taped to the roof of a minivan, driven around the paddock while someone might be named Dorsey teabagged him. True or false?
Opportunities like that don't come every day. So once they had him taped securely to the roof, it seemed the appropriate thing to do, saying goodbye to a buddy of yours. That was the beginning of a long night for poor old Lee.
Oh,
because then
that's how it started?
Yeah, we were going to take him back all the way down into Birmingham, Alabama, because we were at Barber on top of the roof, and we figured, no, that's a bit conspicuous, maybe not. So we chucked him into the trunk, and then Chris Neville drove abusively all the way back, banging him into everything he could. He couldn't defend for himself because we had him totally duct taped. So then we went out and got one of the gold carts that you bring your luggage and stuff in,
yeah.
Or usually the, you know, the guy. But we put Diffie on it and rolled him straight to the bar where there was a wedding reception going on. And so for Diffie, he had a going away present he wouldn't forget for a while.
Oh, Lord. All right, this one may or may not have come from a certain super producer friend of ours, Frank Wilson. Said he gave you a ring after noticing a Facebook post you'd made something about enough steroids, about A-Rod, gays on riding bicycles, maybe Lance Armstrong, and some other things. Might have you been a little bit more profound usage of words. He called you and said, brother, your TV talent, you can't be posting that stuff, to which I believe, since you didn't know how to delete it, you posted and said, all right, folks, I've been hacked. That wasn't me.
I can get my way out of anything. Hey, I'm from Missouri. That was a normal comment. If you go riding around in spandex in Missouri, people are going to say shit like that.
And that was Dorsey Schrader being embarrassed, definitely being under the hot spotlight there, thanks to our mutual friends from Fox/Speed. And we have two more Dorsey Schrader podcast episodes to go here. I hope you enjoy them. Up next after this will be his life and origins. And then to close the four-part Dorsey dump is the Dorseyisms. Alrighty, I am Marshall Pruitt. This is a Marshall Pruitt podcast. Thanks for listening.